Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek here at the offices of Kentucky Performance Products in Versailles, Kentucky. And let me tell you something, Jamie, winter has arrived in Kentucky.
Really? Well, I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and we don't have a winter, and it's awesome. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for, oh my gosh, it's Friday the 13th. 2012, episode 315, sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. So good morning, horse people.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, good morning, everybody. And Jamie, I tell you what, I am here in Versailles, Kentucky, which is not too far. It's just outside of Lexington, Kentucky. And I'm at the offices of Kentucky Performance Products. And I have Karen with me, who is the president of Kentucky Performance Products. And I also have Delia, who is the vice president of sales. Say good morning, lady.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Now, Delia will be the one with the strange accent here this morning. She's going to be the one that's going to class the place up a bit.
I think you're the ones with the strange accent.
So, Delia, you're from Ireland, right, originally?
That's correct, yeah.
What part of Ireland?
I'm from County Limerick. It's down in the south of Ireland.
Okay, cool. Love that accent, by the way. I'm so hoping you would be here today when we showed up. Thank you so much for hosting the Horses in the Morning show here at your offices. I got to take a tour yesterday. Karen, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure having you here.
Well, we have a couple of orders of business to do, and then I want to chat with you a little bit about the company. And we have a fun show planned for you today, and that's what Jennifer's going to tell us about.
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday, as he mentioned, Glenn is live from the palatial KPP headquarters in Versailles, Kentucky.
We're going to kick you out of Kentucky.
Yeah. Our royally bred lineup today includes Eclipse Award predictions with our buddy and champion jockey and Popcorn's dad, Frankie Lovato. And next in line for the throne, and you can choose which definition of throne you feel is appropriate, is really bad ads. So stay tuned for this week's crowning. And once again, choose your own definition.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, I have two daily winnies today. My first one goes out to Sherry, who works at the Orion Group, whose offices are right here at Kentucky Performance Products. And the reason that I'm giving Sherry my daily winnie today is she's the one that has designed our logos. That logo that everybody loves so much of the little microphone guy, well, she is the one that designed it, and actually her offices are about two doors down from where I am right now. So I just wanted to say thank you to Sherry, because that logo sure has gotten us a lot of attention. She did a great job with it, and she's done several of our logos, including this show's logo, Horses in the Morning. So she does a terrific job. It's the Orion Group, and we'll post a link to that on our Facebook page, if you could do that, Jennifer. So anybody that needs artwork done of any kind can contact the Orion Group, and she is terrific. Boy, if you need a logo done, for sure, you should. I don't know where you found her, Karen, but she is great.
Well, she's been with us for a long time, over 20 years.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, she's just terrific, and she's so clever. I gave her no guidance at all because that's what I have to give, and she did great. I mean, she's the one that came up with that.
Yeah, she does all of our packaging and does all of our marketing. So all the ads that you see Sherry puts together, she's such an asset, and she's just so talented and fun to work with.
Yeah, she's terrific, and she gives you these ideas, and you just pick from them, or if you want to tweak something, she just does it. And she understands horses too, which is the other side of things. So if you're in the horse business, if you have something to do with horses and you're looking to get some artwork brochures, she did our brochures, any of that kind of stuff, she's there to do it for you. So that's the Orion Group.
It's great, and it makes such a difference that she understands horses, because you don't end up with some bizarre looking picture of some horse, and you look at the ad, and the horse people would go, "Oh my goodness!"
Yeah, I know. And that's true. That happens so much when you see even what you consider a professional company, and they put an ad in the magazine, and you're going, that horse is totally out of position, or it looks lame in the picture, whatever. You're going, that picture's just all wrong.
Right,
and
right.
You see that happen so many times.
You do. So with Sherry, with her knowledge of horses, it really helps.
Yeah. Terrific. Well, I have another Daily Winnie, and then I think Jamie has one, too. Well, Jamie, this Daily Winnie involves one of our listeners, Rhonda Crabtree from up there in Canada. She challenged me to a Words with Friends game yesterday and sent me this message. Hi, Glenn. Since I am the only other person that Jamie has beat in Words with Friends, I think we should play to see who is actually the worst Words with Friends player ever. So, we will be keeping you informed of who is, we're challenging for bottom here. So, we're going to see, we'll keep you informed of how I'm doing against Rhonda over the next week or so. I think it's looking bad for me, actually. She's already winning. So was that one of the, she was one of the ones you actually beat, Jamie?
Yeah, and I noticed that there was a little chatting here on our Facebook page that Lisa, she says that the only other person that lost in Words with Friends, she goes, I heard you talking about me, even though I didn't say her name. She goes, it's only giving me stupid vowels. And Rhonda Crabtree, she said, I thought that was me Jamie was talking about because I beat both of them and you, Glenn. So now I have beat three people. So you can just play all the losers because Lisa and Rhonda are online and waiting for you, Glenn.
I feel so much better because by the end of this, I'm just going to be the biggest loser. That's what's going to happen. I know. I'm just going to be the biggest loser. But I am going to pick well in the Eclipse Awards today because I did homework. I know what I'm talking about. So you just wait. You just see who wins the Eclipse Awards prediction show.
Just see. Hey, name one horse who's up for Horse of the Year without looking.
Exactly.
Okay, this is my Daily Winnie. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That is right. Not one, but two now. I have killed two gophers.
You got a second gopher, Jamie.
Have you not seen her Facebook page? It's gross.
No.
Yeah, it's disgusting. People that don't know what the gopher problem that I went to high school with are like, why are you posting pictures of dead animals on your page? I thought you were a vegetarian. Trust me. It's disgusting. So yesterday I had it because I have one tiny little patch of a garden that is directly next to my house, in between my house and my front walk, okay? There's a tiny little area. So I planted four tiny little tomato plants, and they're doing great. And then this little bugger moved in, and it has been getting closer and closer and closer until yesterday it started taking down one of the plants. I'm starting to see dead leaves on one of my tomato plants, and I had it, Glenn. I had it. So I dug that hole, and I found the trench, And I stuck in the trap, and I had some students that were with me, and my student Rachel, she's like, "You're going crazy." I was like, "You're not going to take my tomatoes." I put it in literally an hour. I walked outside. Of course, I kicked over the trap. I see that it's been sprung. I go to pull it out because you have to pull these things out of the ground, and then that's when you see the dangling body. Well, then I screamed, of course, threw it up against the wall of the house where there's now smudge. On the wall of my house from the dead gopher, screamed bloody murder, and then had to take a picture of it laying on the ground. And so we have number two.
I got to say, gophers are ugly critters. Oh, my God, are they ugly. Wow.
That's why I did the face shot for you, so you could see. So this, again, the theme song to Superman. His eye has turned into Superman. The spell for 2 and 2 days. It is finally the person I play. I pledge to have it today. I will have number three because there's one out by my cross ties and my wash rack, and I'm sick of it.
Sorry. Well, Karen, I got to tell you and Delia that when she had the professional gopher exterminator out, because she has a big problem with these gophers, which he said she probably has hundreds or thousands.
I was
going to
say, I think, you know, three.
But you got to start somewhere, right?
Those are the ones you see.
That's right. Those three won't be making babies.
There's millions like mine. It's a big deal because usually you never see the body, and I have evidence. And trust me, my husband's so excited. He comes over. He's like, "I want to leave work right now to come see it."
The fighter pilot husband's really excited about the gophers.
Is he putting notches on his plane?
Yeah, is he putting little gophers on his plane? That's what you need to do. You need to put little gophers on your horse trailer.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea. The Gopher Coalition did ask for a full-on military burial, by the way.
There's a Gopher
Coalition
that posted on our page. It's the Fair Treatment of Gopher Coalition that posts on our webpage on a regular basis because they're really upset that Jamie has taken on this war.
Well, so. Then she puts on those lovely pictures.
I know. Of their friends all dead. Well, congratulations, Jamie. Keep up the good work. One a day, and in 10 years, you should have them all.
What I'm striving for.
Karen, tell us a little bit about Kentucky Performance Products. How did you start? What was your background, and how did you begin this?
Well, I've been involved in horses for my whole life, and I'm not going to tell you how many years, Gwen, because that's going to date me.
It's at least 10.
When I went back and yeah. Yeah, I've been in the business 28 years, and I started when I was 11.
Oh, there you go.
So you can figure out my age from that. Kentucky Performance Products has been around for about 14 years as a company incorporated, but we started working on our products a couple of years before that. Many of the products that we originally started with are still here, which is a testament to their quality and the fact that they work and that people are willing to continue to use them with their horses.
Yeah, after 14 years.
After 14 years. You know, the Summer Games Electrolyte was developed specifically to address the problems that they were facing at the Olympics in 1996, where they were so worried about the heat and humidity with the horses. And many of the products have been, we've done the original research on a lot of them. So. They're like our babies.
And you came from a nutrition background, didn't you, at Cornell?
I did. I was at Cornell when Dr. Skip Hintz was there, who is kind of the guru of equine mineral nutrition. I was able to work with him for several years there, and that kind of piqued my interest. And that's where it all started, I think.
Now, when you started, did you just start like most companies do with just one or two products, and then it's expanded from there?
Yeah, we did.
So what was the first product?
I was thinking about that last night. It was the Summer Games and the Keraform were some of the first products we did. Metabolese, which is a product that we sell directly to veterinarians, was one of our very first products. And then very shortly after that, Nalox came along. And I think everybody's real familiar with Nalox. And that was, we just saw a need for these products out there in the world that we started to realize that it wasn't one feed or supplement fits all, and that horses needed individual treatment. And so we started coming up with these targeted products that complemented the modern feeds that were out there, and the rest is kind of history.
So, Delia, what's the number one product you guys sell? What's the top seller?
Oh, we've got three or four that will be in our top tier. Nalox that Karen mentioned is is certainly in there. Equijoule stabilized rice bran product. That's a big product for us as well. Some again, the electrolyte that Karen just mentioned. They're all very, very big products for us. We have a line of products called the Elevate family of products. They're very important products for us too. And we've got a new product coming down the line that's just been launched right now. That's a continuation of our Nalox product called Nalox Advanced.
So tell me about that, because that's the one we're giving away to the winner of Really Bad Ads today. So tell us about that product. It's called Nalox Advanced. Nalox Advanced.
Well, it's a really neat product, and it has all the components of...
Well, tell everybody that don't know what Nalox is first.
It's got all the components of the original Nalox.
Okay.
And what the original Nalox does is it addresses issues in the in the stomach. And as we all know, horses have huge issues with gastric ulcers. And the Nalox product neutralizes the excess acid in the stomach and also puts a protective lining on the stomach. So this new formula has all of those benefits, but horses also have a lot of issues beyond the stomach, back into the small intestine and into the large intestine. So this new formula also addresses issues that occur further back. And the really neat thing about this new formula is not only does it only help in prevention, it also helps to repair damage throughout the digestive tract. So it has a very, very important function in helping to replace damaged cells throughout the mucosal lining. So if there has been some sort of a challenge to the tract, whether it be gastric ulcers, colonic ulcers, which is a term that has really come into the horse industry in the last maybe 5 or 6 years.
What's the difference? I mean, isn't an ulcer an ulcer?
Well, it's where they occur is the difference. A stomach ulcer obviously is in the stomach, and then the colonic ulcer is further back in the hindgut. And it's the symptoms of these are very, very similar. So it's not always very easy to make the distinction whether it's in the stomach or whether it's in the hindgut.
Well, before you go on, can I ask a really dumb question? And I'm good at that, by the way. So,
what's this thing is a dumb question?
What is an ulcer? You know, you hear, and I think most people just assume they know what an ulcer is, but what is an ulcer?
Basically, it's where you're going to get erosion of the lining.
Of like the stomach or
of the colon. And what causes it, unfortunately, it's us as horse owners that cause these problems, because horses evolve to eat small amounts and graze for long periods of time, up to 20 hours throughout the day. So their digestive tract is designed to eat little and often. And they're also designed to eat fiber as opposed to the grains that we feed them. But the way we've domesticated horses and the way we put them on the competition circuit, the feeding habits have greatly changed. And now we feed them less frequently and we give them larger meals. And that creates a lot of the issues in the digestive tract. One of them being when we feed them less frequently, we get a buildup of acid in the stomach. And that's what causes the erosion in the stomach. Also, by feeding large amounts of grain, the horse's digestive system is designed for the majority of the digestion to occur beyond the stomach. The stomach is actually extremely small. And when we feed large amounts of grain, a lot of that grain escapes digestion in the stomach and ends up going back into the hindgut.
So as opposed to humans, it moves it through much quicker. It goes through much quicker through the stomach than it does in a human, let's say.
Well, it's more this, the horses, the carbohydrate digestion and starch digestion should occur in the stomach. But when we feed large amounts of it, the digestive enzymes in the stomach are overwhelmed. They can't get it all digested. So then it moves into the hindgut,
okay,
where it is fermented and causes problems. So it's the fact that we're giving much larger meals of starch to horses than what they traditionally evolved to eat. The large intestine of the horse is 25 feet long compared to the relative small size of the stomach.
And I apologize to anybody eating breakfast right now, by the way. Should have warned everybody. So what the Nalox Plus does is not only does it deal with the stomach, it deals with everything behind the hindgut, beyond the stomach.
Exactly. And it enhances the attributes of the formula in the stomach, because the original formula buffers the acid, puts a protective lining, but this new formula is also going to help with healing.
So if there has been an ulcer in the stomach, it will also help to heal that lining as well. So that's a really neat thing about
it. How do I know my horse needs it?
Well, there's a lot of signs, and the key to this is for a stomach ulcer, a vet can put an endoscope down there, can very, very clearly see it. But at that stage, you've really got a problem if it's that severe. And the key is to look out for some of the early signs. And these are things that we all see as horse owners. You see a horse that maybe always has a very good attitude. It's starting to get very irritable, especially maybe around feeding time. They're starting to pin their ears back. What was normally a very happy time for the horse, they're now getting very aggressive with feeding, maybe kicking out a little bit, because horses are a lot smarter maybe than we give them credit for, and they know that when they start eating that they're going to start feeling bad. Weight loss for no apparent reason, a horse that has bouts of colic, these are all early signs of something going on, whether it be in the stomach or further back. Dull hair coat, all of these things, teeth grinding. There's many, many signs, and the signs of stomach ulcers and colonic ulcers can be very, very similar as well.
Okay. Now, listen, have you been to my barn at feeding time? I mean, you just described to a T my horse Jet, and he's colicked several times, and he has had problems with ulcers in the past, and he was a former starvation case. So I always thought that the reason that maybe he was so mad at feeding time is he's just very food aggressive because of kind of not having food for so long. However, when you're describing the teeth grinding and the kicking out and the pinning the ears and the colic belt and the weight loss, I got to try it now. Put it on my tab. have it in the mail to you today. I mean, that just sounds exactly like him, and I know that I kind of chalked a lot of that up to kind of thoroughbred behavior. I think a lot of us that have thoroughbreds kind of excuse poor behavior during feeding because we say, oh, they're thoroughbreds. But from where they come from, you know, not even that they have to be starvation cases or rescue cases, when they come from a place like the track, would they say 90% of racehorses have ulcers? And how many of those are treated immediately when they come off the track? Not very many. So all the horses, racehorses I've ever seen exhibit very similar behavior to that, and you're kind of piecing it all together for me. We need to get these horses pretty much all treated the moment they get off the track with this product.
Exactly, and there are numbers out there that show that retired racehorses actually still have a very high incidence of ulcers. Now, it's you know, around the 50-55%, but they still have a lot of issues with ulcers, and a lot of thoroughbreds, they never forget their days at the track. You know, they continue to have their racing mentality for the rest of their life. So their life continues to be stressful even when they leave the track. And some of them, I think, they don't like being away from the track. So the stressful life continues. So the need to address these ulcer issues continue right through their life.
Nalox Advanced. So it's not just Nalox, which is one of your most popular things, Nalox Advanced. So I'm definitely going to have to bookmark that one on the website here so I can place my order. Because, man, if that fixes his behavior problems, I say I'm like, don't go near him when he eats. He's a fire-breathing dragon. And we've excused that behavior because I thought, well, he was starved, he's food aggressive. But if that would solve the dragon problem, oh, my gosh, you'd be on a pedestal.
Put that on the label then. Okay. Solve the dragon problem after. Yeah. What else can we sell Jamie today?
Joint armor. I need the joint armor again. I need a re-up. So, yeah, go ahead and put that down too. Good Lord.
Let's talk about that because Billy, who's coming up here a little bit later, is wearing a big brace because of his joints in his knee. And does he take joint armor, by the way? We've been stuffing it down him at this point. Joint armor is one of those that, you know, it's another common issue with racehorses, too.
Well, absolutely. I mean, all horses have huge issues with joints, especially the horse population. Is horses are living much longer than they used to. And like us, they as they get older, they get a lot of issues, and especially in the joints. And our joint armor has helped out a lot of horses, and it's very, very cost effective too, because
a lot of those are very expensive.
They are very expensive. They are very, very expensive. A good joint supplement, they tend to be very, very expensive. And we've been fortunate to be able to come up with a really, really good formula at a very, very good price point. Our joint supplement, it's less than $1 a day to have a horse on it. And typically a lot of the effective joint supplements on the market can be up to $2 and $3 a day. And we've been fortunate to be able to offer a very cost-effective product to our customers that addresses the needs out there.
Yeah.
On that note, hold on, because she is so right about the cost-effectiveness of it. There's another supplement, I will not name names, but it's from another company, and one of my boarders brought it in, and it is $2.80 a day, and they're in individual packets. $2.80 a day. I'm like, you're crazy for paying this. And you go in and look, and Joint Armor actually has more of the glucosamine and more of the chondroitin, because it's hard to digest that, so that they put more in to make sure that they get it, that they get enough. And so I've sold her on that product too, which is why I told you to get a big one, Glenn. We're all going on it here. Yeah,
you should have a rule in your barn, only KPP products allowed.
Got a big sign. They make signs like that. They'll send you one of those too.
Yeah, we'll get you one of those signs.
And it smells great too. It does. It smells like cake batter. I know. Don't try. You want to put it in your coffee in the morning. God,
that is
good.
True. Your products all have like these terrific smells. Do you like import those good smelling? Do you take little drops of peppermint and put it in there, or what?
You're trying into our secrets.
Because so many supplements smell like crap, and you open them, it's like, oh.
Yeah, I think it's important that it smells good to the owner too.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, you're gonna go, oh, every day.
Yeah, the horse doesn't have any money. The owner has the money, so you have to make sure it appeals to them.
Well, that's terrific, and we're going to talk a little bit more about your products here a little bit later in the show. We're going to be talking horse racing here momentarily when we get Frankie Lovato on the air, and we're going to come back a little later in the show and talk more about KPP. Thank you, ladies. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Well, Jamie, I know you had a couple of stories that you wanted to talk about today in the news while we wait for Frankie to check in.
Hold on. I am responding to a Facebook post here because apparently Karen Heiser thinks that I need to catch all of my gophers in a have-a-heart trap and take them somewhere else. Karen.
So there's somebody else's problem?
Where would you like me to deliver 3,000 gophers? Do you have room for that? The reason I use these traps is because they're super fast, and they don't, it's not a lot of blood. It's just done.
Karen said you could bring
them
to her house. She'd be happy to house your unwanted gophers at her house.
And you know, the other thing about gophers is they don't just walk in to have a heart traps. They're not like, hey, this looks nice. Let's go in here. No.
I'm sorry, Karen. I absolutely agree with Jamie. Those little buggers have to go.
Yeah. And people go, oh, this is so cruel that you're killing gophers. Listen, I have to relocate these gophers to move them off my property because I'm going to have a horse break a leg. So I don't want to hear it.
They don't realize how dangerous that is. Jennifer will tell you, even at the farm we have here in Kentucky where we keep our horse, when she trail rides around that farm, that's one of the things she has to be so careful of is the gopher holes, because you'll step in one of those gopher holes and in two seconds your horse has broken a leg and you're done.
Yeah. Yeah, so between the horses and gophers, horses win. Okay, so there you go. I wrote, Karen, where would you like me to take 3,000 gophers? Do you have room in your inn?
Poor Karen. All right, let's talk Eclipse Awards. And I think Frankie is ready. So why don't you tell everybody what we're going to be doing.
We're going to take the Eclipse Awards and all the nominees, and we're going to make our picks. We're going to have Frankie go first because he's going to sound the smartest, and then we're just going to copy whatever he says.
Well, good morning, guys. I'm here.
Good morning, Frankie.
Hey, Frankie. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are going to have this weekend, the Eclipse Awards are going to be aired on HRTV 8 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern. And it's going to be like, I think they do it kind
Monday
of like
night.
A...
Monday night.
Oh, it's Monday
no,
night. Monday night.
Yep.
Okay. Well, they're going to have them this weekend. And it, I think it's kind of like a... it's not quite as fancy as the Oscars, but every sitting around table having dinner and they call everybody up. Frankie, have you been to the Eclipse Awards before? Or were you
he won
there
one, you... remember? He won
I
one.
Know, but there's people that don't go. Did you go?
Yes, I was, yeah, and back when I won it, you knew that you'd won it. So they changed it up a bit. To now you don't know. Like they have the nominees and you sit around the table chewing your fingernails and they announce you on the spot there. But when I won it, I got to make my plane tickets and invite my family and prepare a couple weeks in advance. So it wasn't as exciting because I don't think I could have survived if it was the process that they do now. But it was very, very fancy. When I had won it, it was at the Century Plaza Hotel. It was a black tie event, of course, and Century Plaza Hotel there in Hollywood, California, and sitting right behind me, I mean, two chairs away was Cary Grant. There was quite famous actors and actresses and celebrities throughout not only racing but in the world. So it was very special. It was wow. My knees were knocking and. And they put the spotlight on the winners, and they get led up to the stage by two beautiful models, and then you go up to receive your trophy. And they have a celebrity that would make the announcement, and then you come up, and he's the one that he or she would say, well, congratulations to, in this case, Frankie Lovato. Jim McKay was the one who had presented my award to me, which is really special now, especially so. Good stuff.
So when you got up there, were you like, did you have like a speech prepared or did you like go to the wayside because you were choked up from all the celebrities there? I mean, how'd that go?
Well, there's a little more funny story to this is I did have a speech. My mom had asked me that morning, what are you going to say? And I went, oh, gosh, I didn't even think of that part. And so I'd written out this nice little speech and I was literally so nervous when they called my name. I was like, oh, my God, can I remember this? And when I'd gotten up to the stage and Jim McKay started talking, most of the presenters were very brief. And it was like, congratulations to whoever the winner was, and then they'd hand you a trophy. Well, Jim McKay started telling a story, and literally it felt like I was up there for 2 hours with a spotlight on me, waiting for Jim McKay to tell his story. And it was about how him and his wife had just purchased a farm, and they got a mare in foal, and it just went on and on and on. And I'm sitting there, I completely went blank. I couldn't remember my little speech. So the cool part about it is I remembered the first sentence, and the first sentence was, you know, I would like to thank the racing industry for giving me the opportunity to win this prestigious award. And that sounded great. Then I totally went blank. I couldn't think of anything except I said, but I'm dedicating this to my father, and which my father was also a jockey and never had won anything like this, but he was a very successful jockey. So I dedicated the trophy to my father, and everybody started crying.
But
it got
where
me
do
out.
You keep it?
Where do I keep it? It gets around. It's right now. It's sitting over by the kitchen. My granddaughter.
It's full of dust, isn't it? You haven't looked at it in 10 years.
No, actually, I had a visitor. I had a young girl. I do a lot of mentoring for kids that want to get into the business. And this one particular girl was here. She's from Ireland, but she was here. She had an injury. She came to visit me to spend a little time with me while she was recovering. And I handed her, she wanted the Eclipse just to hold it. And you had to see her face. So it does get used. my granddaughter was playing with it the other day, and she had her bubble gum stuck on it. And so occasionally it has its own adventures.
So is popcorn up for an Eclipse Award this year?
He's going for it. I don't know if you saw his Facebook page, but he realized he's 3 years old, and he thinks he's eligible to run in the Derby. So we'll see how he trains up to it.
My Not Shetland pony. Versus Frankie's little Shetland pony.
My Shetland pony. He thinks he
can
do it.
I would vote for him for Horse of the Year. We're going to get to Horse of the Year last, obviously, because that is the one that they don't have narrowed down to three choices. Every other thing is kind of probably, you know, already voted on. Now, we've got the finalists. I'm going to run through them here. And
can I interrupt 1 second, Jamie? Look at your Facebook page, because Frankie's lovely wife, Sandy, just posted a picture of him at the 1980 Eclipse Awards with his mom and dad.
Oh, Lord. You know, it was okay to wear tuxedos that were different colors back then.
My God, I was looking at it wondering which one was you and which one was your dad. He looked young.
Yeah. Well, my dad was, my dad was in his, he was my age at that. Now, I mean, he was in his 40s, so I'm 48. Okay.
Frankie, can you tell me where I can get a rust-colored tuxedo with a rust-colored tie? I mean,
you'll have to go.
It's cute how it matches the gray one with the pinstriping, the little lapels. Oh, my God.
It was just shy of the 70s, remember. So you have to go back into a time machine, and then you have to go into, like, a hippie shop or something. You'll find it there.
Jennifer, could you do me a favor? And I know we don't want to embarrass Frankie. That's never our goal. But could you repost that under our name so it goes out to all 4,000 people? Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Sandy.
How embarrassing.
Awesome.
Well,
all right.
Your wife loves you.
I'll move on for you.
I know.
All right, the finalists, let's get our picks in here. Jennifer's going to keep track of them, and let's get our picks in. First up is two-year-old male. Two-year-old male, we've got Creative Cause, Hanson, and Union Rags. Who's your pick, Frankie?
My pick is Union Rags. And because, he did get beat in the Breeders' Cup, but I'm not the kind of, I don't think, like, well, just because of one race, but there was other races that he had done, races I know that are, I would say, the toughest two-year-old races. And these horses are the ones that we're going to be looking at as three-year-olds for the Derby contenders. But he won the Saratoga Special and the Champagne, both those races. I mean, that takes quite a bit of horse to accomplish something like that and then go into the Breeders' Cup. And was chest beaten. I mean, it wasn't like he was. It was a very close race, and in fact, Creative Cause may have been best. He finished third in the Breeders' Cup Classic, Juvenile Classic. I said the word Classic. I apologize. Juvenile. He may have been best of all in that race. Just a better trip could have done it. So it was very, very close. But I gave the nod to Union Rags.
Glenn, do you have a pick for this?
Well, I wanted to clarify with everybody first that I have spent hours of research on my pick, and I have read everything I could possibly read, hundreds of articles. So I just wanted to clarify that. And my pick is Creative Cause, and I'll tell you why. It's Union Rags. I'm not much for Union, so I didn't really want Union Rags. And then Hanson made the worst music ever, so I'm going with Creative Cause.
Wow, that's some research.
Wow, I didn't even think about Hanson being the bop, bop, bop. Oh, that's terrible. Okay, well, I clearly can't pick Hanson now, even though he won the Breeders' Cup and beat Union Rags. But actually, I'm picking Union Rags because I do think, like Frankie said, he's going to be one of these strong Derby contenders for next year. And I love his trainer. His trainer is Michael Mass, of course, who trained Barbaro. And I think he's going to be set up for another awesome year. So I'm going to go with Union Rags as well.
Excellent.
Next two-year-old female, we've got Grace Hall, My Miss Aurelia, and Stephanie's Kitten. Do you have a pick there, Frankie?
I do. My Miss Aurelia just seems like a standout. I think that, the races that she's won and also being the winner of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, I think that she's going to be someone going into as a three-year-old. I just she's very, very impressive, and I think she's a standout in this category.
Okay, Glenn?
Well, I, again, have put a lot of thought into this, and Stephanie's kitten, Stephanie's kitten has the word kitten in it, and right now I'm really mad at our cat because he's decided he needs to pee in the corner of one of the rooms, and the cat and the dog yesterday decided they needed to tear the entire garbage can apart while I was recording the Stable Scoop show. I came out, and it was not over one room. The entire contents of the garbage can had been spread over two rooms, so not much for cats right now. So, and, you know, Grace Hall, I'm going with Grace Hall, and the reason is Helena, my co-host on the Stable Scoop Show, daughter's name is Grace, and that's why I'm going with Grace Hall.
Wow. Well, that's good reason to me.
That is scientific. Now, because I
this
think
this is also
that,
how I pick my racehorses when I bet on them.
That's the best way, Glenn.
And how does that work out for you, Glenn?
I win sometimes, just like everybody else. I win sometimes.
I like the blindfold effect. You blindfold yourself, and then you try to point, and then whatever where your finger lands, that's who you bet on.
That's right.
That's about as scientific as he gets. I'm going to go with Stephanie's kitten simply because I think that I may agree with Frankie all day long because I'm really not that familiar with any of these except for my Miss Aurelia because she won the Breeders' Cup. So I'm going to go with Stephanie's kitten just to stand apart a little bit. Interested to hear what your pick is going to be for this one. Three-year-old male. We've got Animal Kingdom Derby winner, Caleb's Posse, and Shackleford, who won the Preakness. Three-year-old male is kind of wide open. I'm surprised not to see Drosselmeyer in there, but he's up for Horse of the Year. So what do you think, Frankie?
Well, Drosselmeyer is an older horse, so he wouldn't be eligible for this category. But this was tough. You have Animal Kingdom, who won the Derby and was second in the Preakness. Gosh, you know, those races really kind of, you know, it's hard to discount those like are the icing for the cake. But every one of these horses, you can make a case for them. It's very, very close to me. But I'm going to give the nod to Animal Kingdom just because of the Derby and finishing second in the Preakness.
Okay, Glenn, do you have a pick?
I do. And I'm going to have to go with Animal Kingdom because Jennifer and I are huge Disney fans. And at Disney World, of course, is Animal Kingdom. So that is why I am going with Animal Kingdom. I can't even say the word Caleb. Can't say that. And Shackleford sounds too much like prison. So I'm going with Animal Kingdom.
Very good.
Okay. I'm going to go with Shackleford because I think, you know, Animal Kingdom season was cut a little bit short. Shackleford may not have had the most successful year as far as victories, but man, they ran his little legs off this year. It seemed like every big race he was in, he did win the Preakness. What was the other one he won a little bit later? Frankie was Haskell. What was it? Do you remember?
Well, before the Preakness, I don't recall him winning. Well, you know what he won
anything afterwards?
He won. You know what he won? He won the prep at Turfway, I believe it was.
Okay.
I'm trying. The name of the race is escaping me. But
I think Animal Kingdom is probably the pick. I'm gonna do an emotional pick here and go with Shackleford because I just feel like he deserves it because he raced a lot. He worked really hard this year. So that is my what, Frankie?
He definitely was the toughest, the hardest campaigner. But I want to remind everyone with Animal Kingdom that going into the Belmont, he was in perfect prime shape and looked like he could definitely just gallop in the race. But that's the horse came over on him, he clipped heels, and he about fell and lost all chance at that point. So yeah, it was too bad that we didn't get to see Animal Kingdom in the Belmont, where I really think he would have shined, and that would have been the deciding factor of how great he really was. So.
Now, didn't he come all the way back to get in third or fourth in that race too?
He finished about fifth, but he still made a race of it. It's just that when he clipped heels, he about fell. Johnny Velasquez was hanging on his neck and lost his stirrups. And when he got back up, he dropped back further than of course ever intended. And it takes a lot to overcome a situation like that. And he did still made a run, looked like he could still win the race heading towards the top of the stretch, but just, you know, couldn't do it.
Oh, man, now I want to change my pick. Forget it. I'm going to stick with Shackelford. Because you guys pick Animal Kingdom. I'm going to lose. 2-year-old female, we've got It's Tricky, Plum Pretty, Royal Delta. It doesn't seem to be that much of a choice for me, but what do you think, Frankie?
I'm going to give Royal Delta the nod, just slightly. Yeah. Plum Pretty, fantastic. Every one of these fillies are just, it's so tough to decide. But between the two of them, Plum Pretty and Royal Delta, I'm giving Royal Delta the nod. She did win the Ladies Classic, which is against older mares. So that really put her on top of the others for me.
Glenn? Lord, what you got?
Well, it's tricky, but bad pun for you. I can't go. It's tricky because that's just wrong. So I'm going with Plum Pretty, and that's only because I really like plums, and they are one of the prettiest fruits. So I'm going with Plum Pretty.
Oh my God! Okay, well. Good luck with that one. I'm going to go with Royal Delta. I think her Breeders' Cup Classic victory just shot her to the top, to win like she did. So that's my pick. Older male, we've got Acclamation, Game On Dude, and Tisway. I don't know that much about the older males. So what do you have here, Frankie?
Oh, another tough one. Nice horses. Nobody in this category for me. Really, really stood out as far as when you talk about older males, you're usually in the same category as Horse of the Year. But I'm going to go in this category with Acclamation, giving him a slight nod over Tis Way. And Game On Dude, great horse. He just one of those horses. He did manage to knock a couple of winners out, but it's very consistent. Very tough for me, but I'm giving Acclamation the nod here.
Okay, Glenn?
And, of course, after much thought and preparation, I am going with Game On Dude because now that you have me playing Words with Friends with half the entire world, it's Game On Dude.
All right. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to agree with Glenn. Wow. Didn't see that one coming.
Wow.
I like Game On Dude. I like Adina Springs. I like Bob Baffert's chances to have it. He's got to get his name in there somewhere because we'll get to Trainer. But I'm going to go with Game On Dude as well. Next one would be Older Female. I would love to know what you think about this because we've got Awesome Maria, Blind the Luck, and Havre de Grace. Now, Awesome Maria, I actually was at a racetrack, actually in Vegas, and at the race informant, I was like, Awesome Maria is going to win. And I put $10 on her to win, which is like for me, like putting $1,000 to like a regular person. And she came in second, and I'm still mad at her about that. So what do you think, Frankie?
Awesome Maria is definitely an outstanding mare, but and Blind Luck, but I've got to give it to Havre de Grace because I mean, I believe she's my pick for Horse of the Year, so how can she not win the older female category if I'm not, I'm kind of letting the cat out of the bag because we haven't gotten to the Horse of the Year yet, but then I'm giving Havre de Grace my nod here.
Glenn?
I totally agree. I'm going to have to be serious on this one and say this is just one of my favorite horses to come down the pike in the last couple of years, so I have to give it to her, too.
That would be in the last year, because Zenyatta did run and win last year, Glenn. Thank you very much. So I've got to say Havre de Grace, too. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. She captured America this year. And even though she didn't finish up with the Breeders' Cup, she's just such a great horse and such a great story. So the three of us, ding, 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 all agree. On one older female, this is funny because the trainers that are listed here are Bob Baffert, Bill Mott, and Todd Pletcher. Three fantastic trainers that have had very successful years. Now, I just read an article in the Blood Horse this morning, and I posted it down a little bit further in the show notes, Glenn, because Bob Baffert Here's the article. Bob Baffert says he'll skip the Eclipse Award dinner. Like Frankie said, you used to be able to know if you're going to win or not, and so you play, you book your tickets and all that. Well, he says, last year was probably one of the best years I had overall, Baffert said on January 12th. I had a really good year, won all those grade ones, but I don't think they look at that too much anymore. Mott had a great fall, but I'll settle this year for the same year I had in 2011. So basically what he's saying is, I'm not going to win, then I'm not going to go. I don't want to play. I'm going to take my toys and go home.
Well, you know what? I if I was in their shoes, I mean, imagine if you don't win, the arrangements you have to make, the kind of the embarrassment, you know. I could see a couple.
Yeah, but then you're that jerk if you do win, and then it's like being at the Oscars. We're sorry, but Gwyneth Paltrow was unable to be here tonight.
He was too good to be here tonight.
Exactly. So there's both sides of the coin. Yeah, you may look like a jerk at the end of the night because you didn't win, but also you're going to look like a bigger jerk if you do win and you're not there.
Okay. But you got to think about it, too. If everybody used that excuse, nobody would show up at the awards. There'd be nobody there. The room would be empty. No. Go to the thing,
all right, so
Bob.
Who's your pick, Frankie? Bob Baffert, Bill Mott, or Todd Pletcher?
I want to go with Bill Mott. Just because I think he's amazing and Bill Mott.
You knew him,
okay,
too,
Glenn?
Don't you, Frankie? You know him.
Yeah, I knew Bill Mott since I was a kid, but Todd Pletcher. He's all of them. They've done amazing things, and it's tough. But I'm going for the underdog, I guess, is what I'm saying. And I look at, not that Bill Mott's an underdog Hall of Fame trainer and has won everything 1,000 times except the Derby. I don't think, or the Breeders' Cup Classic. I just want to give it to him because, you know, I think he's definitely earned he's put his time in.
Well, I tell you what, on this one, I have to go with Todd Pletcher, and there's two reasons. One is Todd Pletcher helped Jamie get her job here as my co-host, and I have to thank him for that. And the second is that our bug of choice, our adopted bug, is working for Todd Pletcher. So for those two reasons, I have to go with Todd Pletcher.
As long as it's not personal.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. I made me feel bad for not picking Todd Pletcher. Apparently, he helped me get my job here. Jeez. I got to go with Bill Mott. And, Glenn, I'll remind you of this because do you remember right after the Breeders' Cup, Bill Mott won the Ladies' Classic with Royal Delta, and then he also won the Classic with Drosselmeyer. And then after the race, every horse was gone. Everyone was disbanded. Royal Delta was sold. Drosselmeyer was retired. And
then about
a month later, Royal Delta's new owners put her back in training with Bill Mott. And it was this great heartwarming story. So I got to go with Bill Mott because I think he's had one of those years that has been like just a storied year where he's won some huge races and had some amazing horses and then had like that heartbreak of losing everything and then getting it back. It's just been awesome. And I have goosebumps even talking about it. Bill Mott is my pick as well.
Yeah, see if Todd ever does an interview with you again.
Well, you won't come back on anymore, so I don't know. We had to do the jockeys because, of course, Frankie, you know, former jockey. We've got Javier Castellano, Ramon Dominguez, and John Velasquez. I'm so bad. I got to speak Spanish. I'm going to Spain in like 2 months. I better brush up. Jockey picks, Frankie.
Oh, man, these guys are all my friends. Could it be a three-way tie?
No.
All three of them deserve it. But I'm going to say the underdog is Javier Castellano. I would love to see him get this award. And Johnny and both Ramon and Johnny Velasquez have accomplished this. And pass the torch kind of thing. So that's my pick.
I'm going to make this simple because we're running out of time. I'm going to go with John Velasquez because he's the only name I can say of the three.
All right, well, I'll go with Ramon because he didn't get picked. So then we'll make him all go.
All right, we have one more to do.
And it's time. This time, I still don't know who I'm going to choose for this. Let's go with the horse of the year. We've got horses that are up for the contenders right now are Acclamation, Blind Luck, Drosselmeyer, Game On Dude, Havre de Grace, My Miss Aurelia, and Royal Delta. Well, we know what your pick is, Frankie.
Yeah, I kind of let that go. But yeah, I mean, Havre de Grace, I mean, like you mentioned, she kind of stole America's heart with, she kind of made racing extra special this year, and she's done extremely special things. To me, there was no big standout, not obvious. So that's my pick, is her, Havre de Grace.
And I'm with Frankie on that one. This is the only one I care about winning this year, so Havre de Grace.
Man, y'all are supposed to come up with different stuff so I can pick her. She has been just there the entire year. She won five races this year. She to me is the standout pick for Horse of the Year because she's, like you said, she's the one that kind of stole America's heart. I love Royal Delta. I think she's an amazing mare. I do want to see it go to a mare this year. Let's keep it going 3 years in a row because you had Rachel Alexandra win it. Then you had Zenyatta win it. Girl power, baby! I'm going to choose Havre de Grace. I'd be happy with Royal Delta, my mistake, just any sort of mare, because girl power, but Havre de Grace would have to be my pick. So we've got it all. Jennifer is going to kept track of all of it, and then we'll have a potentially clear winner. Who knows? We all kind of pick a lot of the same ones. So we'll see what happens after
the Eclipse
Awards.
We'll see if my scientific method beats your guy's scientific method.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Can you stop back for a couple minutes Tuesday morning and we go over who won?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll look forward to talking to you then. Thank you, Frankie. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend and give a hug to your pony.
I will, guys.
And
thanks.
Your wife.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Frankie. Hug your wife, too. You don't just hug the pony, Glenn. Don't just hug the pony.
Don't.
Bye, Frankie.
Bye,
I love having him on.
I don't know if Frankie's going to be hugging his wife after that picture she posted up there.
That's a good point.
She might be sleeping on the couch tonight. That's what I think.
Oh, it's great, though. It's great.
Oh, that's great. So anyway, if you missed the picture of Frankie in his younger days, looking mighty dapper in his tuxedo, you can find that on Horses in the Morning Facebook page. Just search for Horses in the Morning. Well, this song today is brought to you by Pocket Stable. You know, Pocket Stable is the application you want to keep track of what everything pretty much about your horse that needs to be kept track of, like vaccines, worming, farrier, dentist visits. You put the date in there, and it'll give you a reminder of when the next one is due so that you never forget to call the farrier. You don't forget that your shots were due. You don't forget your shots were due 3 months ago, and you go, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. So you can just do it very simply by using the little application called PocketStable.com for your iPhone. Go to the App Store and search for Pocket Stable, or just go to the web and go to PocketStable.com. A little Jared Rogerson to take the week out, and we're going to come back with really bad ads here in just a minute. But we have a Jared Rogerson and his song, Addicted, about all of you are addicted to. And you'll know what I mean by listening to this.
My teachers tried to warn me, stay away from that powerful stuff. My dad said, son, if you get started, you won't ever be able to stop. Well, look at me now, I'm doing fine. I'm happy to admit, I don't believe that hype. You know I got a good life, but they say that I'm addicted. Addicted to driving down the road, riding wrong. If I puffed on rodeo, at least I'm not addicted to liquor or drugs. Well, I could blow all my money and break all my bones, but I would never hurt anyone.
that in my defense. Cause the kind of wrongs I've been drawn lately's got me questioning my common sense. Addiction's a form of weakness. I know that's to be true. You're gonna pay for a habit. I pray I don't have it. Just between me and you. Addicted to driving down the road, riding wrongs and having fun. Addicted, well I'm really not. I could quit it anytime I want. Even if I hooked on rodeo, at least I'm not addicted to liquor or drugs. It's broken bones and bruises and self-induced abuses that'll never hurt anyone. Other day, I asked him if he guessed the itch. I said, it's 20 years since you've been on a bull. I guess you finally got it licked. Then his eyes went wild and he started to shake. He said, it hits him every spring. I said, thanks, Deb, you're not helping me any. Now I got a Hakadam ring. Addicted to driving down the road, riding wrongs and having fun. Addicted, well I really thought that I could quit it anytime I want. Now I'm sitting here jonesing for a rodeo, might as well be liquor or drugs. Well I could blow all my money and break all my bones and I would never give enough. Well I blew all my money. That ain't fun because I just can't give it up.
Well, that's Jared Rogerson. You can find all of his music at jaredrogerson.com. One of Jamie's favorites,
so
for sure.
Good. That song is so good. All of his songs
it is
are
a good song.
Awesome, and they're about horses, and he sings, and he's cute. Oh, everything is perfect. Go ahead. Sorry.
And there's the most important part right there. He's cute. So you're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek, live from Kentucky Performance Products in Versailles, Kentucky today. I'm here with Jamie Jennings out there in Phoenix, Arizona, and, of course, Coach Jen back at the studio. And I am here now joined by Billy DeVito. By the way, you don't look like a DeVito. You
no.
just don't. No, every time I hear DeVito, I think of, you know, DeVito. You know? Yeah, yeah, exactly. You don't look short in Italian at all. So now Billy is East Coast sales rep here for Kentucky Performance Products. Now, obviously, that means you cover the East Coast. You have the best gig, by the way, because you live where? Tell everybody where you live.
Right now I'm living in Ocala, Florida.
Yeah, not too bad. He lives down there in Sunshine State and spends his time down there in Ocala and Wellington over the winter.
Yeah. Yep. We've been really lucky this year, too. We've had a great winter as far as weather-wise. It's been 75 to 80 degrees every day.
And my guess is that you don't spend much time in the Northeast accounts in the wintertime. They get visited over the summer, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
I make very brief appearances during the winter, but most of my time is spent
there. Yeah, I kind of figured that. I think Karen's probably figured that out, too.
Yes.
So it's lobster in the summer, and it's bikini beaches in the winter down in Miami.
Yes.
Yes. I knew it. You do live in the other horse capital of the world, though, Ocala, Florida.
I do live in Ocala, Florida. Yeah.
How do you like it there?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
All the people there, it's, you know, tons and tons of horses, good open farmland, and, you know, people there are just incredible.
And as we talked about yesterday, Hits is there right now, so the 100 Jumper shows are coming in.
It starts next week, actually. Next Wednesday, they start there.
And I hear that the population of Ocala doubles or triples during Hits. It's, like, incredible.
Yeah, it does, and they're actually expecting... Last number I heard, almost 3,000 to 4,000 horses this year just for the horse show alone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So now tell us, one of the products, I took a tour here yesterday of the warehouse, and Karen was telling me about the different products. One thing I saw a ton of over there was Equijoule, by the pallet. There was just tons of it. And she said to me, I said, well, you know, how long will that sit? And she said, all of that will be gone today.
Yep.
You sell a lot of Equigel.
We do a ton of Equigel, especially a lot with the thoroughbred industry, you know, trying to keep that, the maintain of the weight up, you know, with their hard work loads and their hard work schedules, kind of help substitute a little bit for instead of dumping tons and tons of grain into them, you know, kind of get that little extra fat in there to help really keep that weight up for those, you know, those younger horses that are working hard.
Explain exactly what it does.
It's a 20% fat, so it does help increase the fat content in there, which will help keep their energy levels up a little more and keep that weight balanced as well through their hard workloads.
Okay. So what horses would you say need it? How would I tell if my horse needs it?
You know, if you have that horse, it's a little hard to keep weight on, especially going into the winter months a little bit, especially a lot with the older horses. You know, you don't want to pump too much grain into them, going back to, you know, have maybe causing an ulcer problem with a lot of grain built in there. So Equigel is just kind of that nice balance, just add a little bit more fat into their diet without adding extra starches or, you know, the proteins in there. So it's a good fat content to help keep that weight on the older horses. And if you have younger horses that are in a lot of workload, they help kind of build that weight, keep that weight steady with them. You don't want them losing weight as you're doing that heavy workload with them, so it helps keep that weight going that way as well.
And is it a feed through? Is it something you put in your feed?
Yep, it's a pellet that you put right in the feed. It's a nice pellet. It does come in a meal form as well, but, you know, our biggest seller is the pellet form because it just mixes in very nicely with the feed.
So the performance horse market, the racehorse market, both?
Both of those and a lot. I do a lot with the retirees as well, just to kind of give them that little extra pick-me-up as they start getting older, and, you know, it's a little harder to keep that weight on there. It's a good way with them as well.
Yeah, okay. Now, the other one that we wanted to talk about today and mention, there was another product that you, Karen, wanted to, us to go over today. I'm totally lost at what it is.
The Elevate family.
Yes.
It's the Elevate. We have three different products in our Elevate family. One being our Elevate Maintenance Powder, which is a straight natural vitamin E.
Now, we talk about vitamin E, and we do commercials for you about vitamin E. Why is vitamin E, of all the vitamins, why is that one so important?
It's a very good antioxidant, one for the muscle system. It helps develop muscles a little healthier. And a lot of horses get their vitamin E from the grass. And there's a lot of areas that either have poor pasture or horses don't get a lot of turnout. So it's a nice one just to kind of help supplement with that. And Karen could probably add a little more to that too.
Yeah, well, you know, we've learned over the years that vitamin E is very important just to the overall health of the horse. It affects the immune system as well as muscle and also nerve issues. Any kind of horses that are having any kind of central nervous system issues, this particular product will help tremendously in supporting that, the healing and of that. They've also done some work that shows that equine motor neuron disease is more prolific in horses that are deficient in vitamin E. And we also have learned through our research that the synthetic vitamin E's out there are not absorbed very well by the horses. So the natural vitamin E is key. You know, if you're feeding a synthetic vitamin E, basically you're not giving much to your horse because they just don't absorb it very well. So it's imperative that you use the natural vitamin E. And so for just overall support, and again, like Billy said, since the main source of vitamin E is grass, and most horses are not getting sufficient grass in their diet, most horses will be deficient in vitamin E. And if you're doing any kind of hard work or if your horse is having any kind of a challenge, then these antioxidants are used up very quickly in their system and you have to supplement the natural vitamin E. So we've had great feedback with that product.
Especially this time of the year.
Yeah. Exactly. People that, you know, have horses that don't really want to move forward very well or that seem stiff, not in, you know, don't want to come up under the saddle or go forward, they use a little bit of natural vitamin E with them and they see a big change in their horse's attitude towards work because their muscles will then function better.
One of the things, too, I want to remind everybody, I know we mentioned this in our commercials, but for new listeners, one of the neat things about Kentucky Performance Products, you hear how knowledgeable they are here on the radio. You can call and talk to them and tell them about your horse. I know we've done that with our horses. Jamie's done it. I've done it. We've called, you know, Karen and or the gang up here at Kentucky Performance Products and tell them about your horse, and they'll tell you what works. One of the things that I know that Karen was concerned about for 14 years ago when you started Kentucky Performance Products was over-supplementation. A lot of us tend to over-supplement our horses as well, and Kentucky Performance Products will help you get that balance right. So give them a call here at Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all the information at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. And, Karen, I'm going to put pressure on you now because you keep saying there's going to be a new website. You've got to get to that now.
Oh, I know. We're working on it.
You got the new warehouse. You got the new offices, which are absolutely beautiful. Now it's time for the new website. You got new online dig.
Half done. Well, half we done. Probably have it a little better than half done. But
it's all Billy's fault, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's all my fault.
It's all Billy's fault. We have a tremendous amount of information to transfer from one website.
Yeah,
to another.
I just I was busting your chops.
I can't wait to get it up there. We're going to have a blog, and we're going to be able to interact a little bit more with folks out there, you know, through the internet.
Well, let's not forget your Facebook page too. You do a lot of interaction with everybody on your Facebook page, so you know that's another great place to go for nutrition information because you post a lot there. So that's just search for Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook. And thank you so much for the invitation. We're going to a big gala, and I have to get dressed up tomorrow night. Jennifer has to see if she has something to wear. And we're going to be having dinner with you tomorrow night.
That's
so
right.
At a beautiful place here, not too far from the Kentucky Horse Park.
The Spindletop Farm is gorgeous. And this is the Mid-South Eventing and Dressage Association, which is a local group that we support, does a wonderful job in really the whole bluegrass area, supporting, you know, the grassroots riders. And it's a lot of fun. They have a silent auction and dancing, and everybody kind of gets crazy. You get to see all the horse people dressed up. You don't recognize them. Without their breeches and boots and hats on.
That's right. Jennifer, did you want to jump in there?
Just wanted to say, in support of Karen, I'm okay not putting up a new website because I know where everything is on that website because I go so often. You don't need to change it.
Don't worry, Jennifer. It's going to be so user-friendly.
I thought for sure she was going to come on and say something about having to dress up tomorrow night. That's what I thought. Thank you so much, Karen, for your continued support of all the shows on the Horse Radio Network. We really appreciate it for having us here today. And thank you, Billy, for joining us, and we'll see you in Ocala. We're going to be down in a month or two. So
anybody down there, let me know.
All right. We'll have dinner in Ocala. You can take us to the nice spot, and we'll put it on Karen's bill.
Sounds good to me.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure having you, and thanks so much for coming to visit us today.
Thank you, Karen. Appreciate it. All right. It is that time of the day, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for...
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, that's right. It is time for really bad ads. And that is the time of the week when we go over some really bad, usually Craigslist ads that are submitted by our listeners. And the reason they're bad is you put an ad up on Craigslist to try and sell something. And these ads, a lot of them just don't accomplish that mission. And we kind of wonder if they ever do sell the product. So that's why we do really bad ads every week, and also because it's just funny. So this week, the winner will get... we'll get that product we talked about from Kentucky Performance Products, and that's the Nalox Advanced. So they're going to get a supply of Nalox Advanced, and we want to congratulate the winner for submitting, and thank you very much to everybody who submitted today. It was time I totally lost my train of thought, Jamie.
It's time once again for bad ads.
Pay attention.
If
we did that already.
Met one by now.
I know. I was just trying to save you.
Okay, thank you. All right, the first one. Let's just get to the first ad.
Do the first one.
I'll do the first one. I don't know why I always get the sheath cleaning ads, but it seems like I do.
I found it and I had to send it to you to read. It's just awesome.
I knew you had to have something to do with this ad because everybody knows how I feel about sheath cleaning. All right. Now, not only did she send me this ad about sheath cleaning, it is all in capitals. So I have to, like, scream this ad the entire time. So here we go. Sheath cleaning. I currently have spaces available weekends for sheath cleaning. I normally charge $25 per horse, but if you have a stables where there are more than two that need cleaning, I will do them for $20 per horse. I will come to you so the horse isn't stressed out. And it's a great way to get to know fellow equestrians and keep your horse happy.
Okay, please, if you could do this for me, maybe Jennifer, can you edit the clip of him saying, I currently have spaces available weekends for sheath cleaning? I would have that as a button. I would play that all the time. Who has weekend time? I can come clean your horse's penis on the weekends. Woohoo! Super fun. And if you have more penises for me to clean, I will charge you less. It's a party.
My favorite part is it's a great way to get to know your fellow equestrian.
I know.
It's a great way to get to know your fellow equines. Okay, that's the true thing. Good Lord.
I love the line, too. I will come to you so the horse isn't stressed out. The horse is already stressed out and getting the sheath cleaned.
Oh, my God. Unless they're Jet and he, celebrates the party to get wine.
He's also the one that tries to bite your butt, isn't he?
No, the sheath cleaning thing, remember we went over this, he quite enjoys it. I thought he was going to try to kill me.
He also tries to bite your butt. So,
yeah, no, this is getting too weird. I'm going to move on. check her out. Great gray mare. Great gray mare. You need to check her out. Hello, I have a 17-year-old quarter type, although I think she may be gated mare. She is about 17 years old and about 15 hands tall. You don't know if she's a gated or a quarter horse? Isn't that pretty obvious? Hello, I have a 17-year-old quarter type, although I think she may be gated mare. She is about 17 years old and just about 15 hands tall. She is flea-bitten gray. She is really beautiful and sweet as can be. She does need some work. She is broke to ride and just needs someone with time to do a bit of a refresher with her. Not a mean bone in her body. She just had her teeth done not even a month ago. She loves baths and being groomed. Heck, I painted her toes blue sparkle the other day. I read that again. She loves baths and being groomed. Heck, I painted her toes blue sparkle the other day. Someone will be very blessed with this mare. I believe a refresher course could be a great beginner horse asking 500 OBO for her. I can try to make up some of what I have spent on her shoe and teeth. Her teeth alone were $450.
Holy crap, would she get braces?
That's a good point. I love this part too. You can shoot me a call or shoot me a text or shoot me an email.
Or a lot of cheating going on.
Or just shoot you. Exactly. Okay, that's funny. That's a really good ad. Really good, really bad.
That's an expensive dentist she has. My God.
Dude, seriously. And then they said that they spent a lot on her shoes and her teeth. $450 for the shoes. How much did it cost to paint the blue sparkle on her toe?
Next one up by Robin Donahue. Thank you so much, Robin, for sending this one. And what made this one so good, maybe, Jennifer, you could just post the ad and the picture together, and then people will get it. What made this one so such a bad ad is the picture. It is the blurriest picture of a horse you've ever seen. And it's a Haflinger pony horse, $800. Our Haflinger mare is a very nice riding horse. Her name is Sunshine. Our Sunshine is about 13 hands, age estimated 8 years old. And we have to cut the herd back, and herd is spelled H-E-A-R-D. If you would like to see Sunshine, call. So, and then there's the picture of this, what appears to maybe be a halflinger standing about 50 feet away, and it's all blurry. So it's not the perfect picture to sell a horse.
Do you get the distinct impression while this photograph was being taken that they were running through the field chasing it while it did not want to be caught and have a picture taken? So they're like, screw it, she's running through the grass and just taking a picture of the horse.
That
as
is kind of what
the, I can get.
Especially seeing you can't even see a fence in this picture, so the horse is probably out in a million-acre pasture.
I know. You can't even catch it. So if you'd like to see Sunshine, give me about a week heads up, and then I'll try to catch him. Bring her up. That's awesome. Robin Donahue also sent this one in, and I'm mad at her because it is all one sentence.
This is going to be a tough one, too.
They put all the periods in the title.
That's what I was going to say. Chickens, period. Rabbits, period. Geese, period. Turkeys, period. Many horse. And then they used, apparently their period button was not going to work anymore. They used them all up. All right. Chickens, I have brown egg layers, all kind, $20 each. Roosters are 10 each. I also have bantams, hens, roosters, I'm asking $15 each. I have turkeys, toms are 75 each. Hens, I have 50 each. I have rabbit meat and pelts, 20 each. Geese, I have 3 hens and a drake, I'm selling for 200. Will not sepeat them. I have the tiny, tiny mini colt. He is a pink. He is 10 months old. He is super friendly. He is dumb. Body parties. He's 500. And will be under 20 inches tall. Wow.
Very good.
I need some water now.
That was pretty good. There were a lot of numbers in that one, which really makes it harder, doesn't it, when you put the numbers in
there? Yeah. I don't know if I actually read that right. I don't know. I couldn't do it anymore. The next one is from Rachel. Nope. Pure breed Palomino. Now, where this is funny is also through the pictures, because it appears that they could not get close enough to get a good picture of the horse. Pure breed clean. It's all in all caps, too. Pure breed clean. 4 years of age. Very nice. Smart, patient, started training, has one child. Can be used for barrel jumping, if any question or if interested, call Marquez. Then there is a photo of the horse in the desert. Then there's a photo of the horse, the like rear end of the horse. Then there's a photo of the horse looking away. And then there's a photo of the horse with a child on it. So when I read this ad and saw the pictures, does that mean that that kid comes with the horse? Do you get that, baby?
I get trying to get a good impression, don't you?
Pure breed, clean, 4 years of age, very nice, smart, patient, started training, has one child. O&E has one child. That one in the picture. It's yours if you take the horse. I get a baby.
Cheap for that. You know, you're buying the horse and the child for $2,500. Only in Berkeley.
I didn't know that was still legal on Craigslist. I didn't know.
Apparently you can sell babies, but only if they come with horses.
Got it.
One child.
Jennifer found the next one. I love this next one. Jennifer found the next one. And I want to know exactly what section you were looking in to find this, Jennifer. I was a little concerned about that when I saw it. So the title is Stone Pot Plant, $25. That's right. The title is Stone Pot Plant. This is a stout stone pot plant that is in good condition. It has creative designs on the outside and is around 50 pounds in weight. Selling this in Lubbock area only. If interested, call. So if you are in need of a stout stone pot plant, you can find it in Lubbock, Texas today. And apparently, not only can you sell children on Craigslist, you can sell stone stout pot plants.
This is a big-ass marijuana plant because 50 pounds is a lot of pot.
This is a Freudian mistake you probably don't want to make, because one thing we know from the stories we read is that the police monitor Craigslist. And I guarantee you one of the things they search for is pot. So I wonder if there was a phone call made here. This is a very bad Freudian slip.
I don't even know if it's Freudian. I really honestly think they're selling a pot plant. It's stout. It's 50 pounds. It has designs on the outside of the plant. And I'm failing it in this area only because they can't go across the border with it.
Well, I have an idea, Jamie. You need to plant this in your front yard, and then all your gophers will get stoned.
Then I could maybe relocate them. I could relocate them easier. Hey, guys, come in here. I got a Snickers bar. Take on the munchies. They'll come. It'll be great. Good idea. Jeff sent this one in. Healer puppies for sale. Healer puppies for sale. This is in Sarcoxy, where is MO? I don't know. I have two female red healer puppies with blue, also 4C, come from working farther. I have pics. If you want to see them, call and I will text you the pic. What? And then you call Tabitha. I have two female red heeler puppies with blue, also 4C come working farther.
I have no idea what that means.
You're trying to sell something, Tabitha. Use English. English. Do you speak it? I have two female red heeler puppies with blue, also 4C come from working farther. Awesome.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff also sent this one in, and this is going to be the picture of the day. You know how we usually do a crappy trailer picture? Well, this one doesn't even have the trailer. It's barely a bottom frame. And the title is Heavy Trailer 4x8, also in MO, whatever that is. Dual axle, look at picks and call. Not even a price. Now, you could possibly maybe build a trailer on top of this, but probably it would fall apart long before you ever, the rust would cave it in long before you ever got the trailer built. One of the nice things about this ad, actually, and I got to give them credit, is they didn't ask $800 for it. So, Jennifer, there is your trailer pick of the day. And also, if you buy it today, you get the rusty old lawnmower that's sitting beside it in the picture. He might even be able to put the rusty old lawnmower on the rusty old trailer after they fill up the tires and you can take it home.
Or put it looks like a ladder, like a rusted out ladder with wheels.
That's what it kind of looks like, doesn't it? You're right. You're absolutely right. Doesn't it make you, you have lots of uses for that around the farm. You could haul your gophers away. All 3,000 of them to Karen's house.
Hop on,
all right. The next one was from Vicky. This is the one I mentioned yesterday. And Karen, you understand, we're just picking on you. So be a good sport. We're just picking on you. We're just having fun today. Vicky from Yorkshire, England, sent this one. And thank you so much for Vicky. She said she's a regular listener and loves the show. So England has really bad ads, too. That's what that says. This is the description.
Hey, No. You have to do this in your very best English accent.
Okay. I don't really have a good English accent.
I know.
I should get, Delia in here to read
this. Delia.
That's what I should do.
Yeah.
Yes. Delia. Hey, come in here, Delia. I need you to read an ad here. It was sent in by one of our English listeners. So in your very best Irish-English accent, I need you to read this. Come on over here. She said she can't read something that's English. So I need you to come down here, and I need you to read this ad, okay?
Now, Ken, you do understand that there's no relationship between an Irish and an English
accent. I got
you,
but that's, you're as close as we get on this show, so come right down to the mic.
He's very offensive. He's offensive. Sorry.
You got to come right out of the microphone and start here.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm the right person to read it.
All right, she's not reading it for us. All right. Before I start, I will be very honest with everything I say, and I would only expect the same honesty in return. I have a lovely 17.2 X-Racer, and I have only had for a short while. His good points, he is a sweetheart, a darling to handle and deal with. His bad point, unfortunately, he reared over with me whilst riding and landed on top of me. Now, to some of you, this may sound stupid, but to some who – I can't even read the sentence – who count will know what I mean when I say he does not rear maliciously. He is not a nasty rearer. There was no jumping or spinning. It was just bounce up and then over, and he was in pain. You were too, apparently. You were under the horse. I have had his mouth checked. He was in a bad way, and the vet has been out to see him. I am almost getting his back to see. The reason I am requiring help is because when he fell on me, I fractured a vertebrae, and although in time I will be fine, I cannot work with him currently and will be some time before my back is strong enough. I don't want someone who just fancies a free ride. Okay, now I'm going to stop there for a second. What idiot that fancies a free ride is going to want a horse that rears? Or thinks they can wing it. She's going to have people lined up for this horse. And thinks that they can wing it. I don't want every Tom or Harry popping up and having to go on then telling me he is too dangerous. I am after someone who is experienced and talented and has patience and time. He has a lot of love to give in return. If you think you may be able to help in some way, feel free to message me for a chat. Yeah, I'm sure she had them lining up at the door.
this is just awesomely English, okay? I mean, if you can just hear somebody going, I don't want somebody who just fancies a free ride or thinks they can wing it. I don't want every Tom or Harry popping up and having a go and then telling you that. Just like, that is so awesomely English, even in my bad accent, you could understand. Yeah, I don't think people are lining up out the door, honey, to come and ride your horse for free that reared up and flipped over on you and broke your back. Probably not going to happen. But good luck.
I'd be interested to follow up on this and see what happens with that one.
Just message her for a chat, Glenn.
Okay, we can do that. Let's do that. And the winner for this week's Really Bad Ads, just in time.
This is fantastic. And I'm going to have to read it in the voice that it sounds like it would have been written in. This comes from Biz Stam. Congratulations, Biz. You are the winner of the Kentucky Performance Products. And tell us the name of that product again, Glenn.
It is. Sorry.
Nalox Advanced.
Thank you. I was just looking at something else. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
Busted, Glenn. Busted.
Guilty.
You're supposed to pay attention to the show. You know, it's only like 2 minutes left in the whole thing. For
I'm
God's
on location.
Sake.
Hey, I made it an hour and a half before my ADD kicked in.
Go ahead.
Do you not know what the product is? Okay.
Oh,
I'm
yes, it's Nalox Advanced.
Okay. Thank you.
KPPUSA.com.
Yes, KPPSA.com. So, Biz, you win the Nalox, Nalox Plus, Nalox Advanced. Here is the ad. I was hired by an Imperial Egyptian stud to break horses, Hereford, Maryland. I was asked by Eileen Verdick to coincide with Michael Byatt of Arabco to become Arabco North. Between the two ranches, we had over 700 show race and endurance horses at this time. At this time, I was asked to take over the training barns. I remained in this position until I decided to move. Look up Imperial Egyptian Stud or Arabco or Eileen Verdick, top in the world in the Arabian industry. Their clients, who I worked for, Patrick Swayze, Sheikh Althani, Muhammad, Sheikh Abdul, Tim Disney, Walt Disney, letter of recommendation from Arabco North to back up what I'm saying. We own and breed quarter horses.
What the hell does that have to do with all the Arabian stuff?
We own and breed AQHA. I have trained a wide discipline of horses, Arabian, National Show Horses, Morgan, Saddlebreds, Quarter Horses, Appaloosas, Peruvians, etc. Our bloodlines lean on the racing AQHA blood. Please visit the website for more info and the letter of recommendation. What the hell are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Well, what? I totally don't even get what she's trying to... What? I'm lost.
This
is she selling something? Buying something?
To me, it sounded like a former, I don't know. I think it's trying to get you to send your horse to train with him. But Glenn, how long has Walt Disney been dead?
Oh, a long time. Long time.
God rest his
soul. I was thinking that when you said, I was going, this lady's old. Or
how
man or whatever.
Exactly is Walt Disney going to write you a letter of recommendation? Okay. No, he can't. And Patrick Swayze, God rest his soul, he ain't writing no letter of recommendation either. Love the guy.
Is he dead?
Who is Tim Disney? It's like Walt Disney's brother, sisters, nephews, cousins, guy that knows this girl that lives down the street with the same last name as Disney.
And oh, by the way, I'm sure Sheikh Mohammed would be thrilled to write you a letter of recommendation.
Sheikh Abdul. Sheikh Muhammad, which, by the way, he spelled both of those wrong. and who the hell is Eileen Verdick? It's I-E-L-E-E-N. I got to Google that person just to see who Eileen Verdick is, because apparently you can look them up, and they are very big in the industry of whatever the hell he's trying to be industrious about, because it didn't even say. And the ad goes on. It's just such a great ad. Eileen Verdick is the proprietor of Straight Egyptians.com. Okay.
There
Straight Egyptians.com. And
not
it is spelled incorrectly. no, not a rap star. So, yeah. so, you know, that is one of the best ads that I've heard, and I don't even know what it was advertising. So congratulations.
I don't either. I have no idea what they want to happen.
With all this Arabian background, we sell.
That's the problem. I was just going to say, that's the problem with Craigslist, because you don't have to pay for the ad, so you put no thought into them. You just put them up. If you had to pay for the ad, you'd have put some thought into it.
I don't know if this guy has a whole bunch of thought behind him. Oh, I just looked up the link for it. It has been flagged for removal because they're an idiot.
Well, congratulations to Biz Stam. Go ahead, Biz, and send Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com your address, and we'll make sure that Kentucky Performance Products gets out your NALOX advance to you. And we thank Kentucky Performance Products for providing that. It's kppusa.com. Well, we have to get out of here. I do want to thank Kentucky Performance Products for putting me up today here in Versailles, Kentucky. I drove through the snow, and I noticed it was still snowing out here a little while ago. So winter has hit in most of the part of the middle of the country. And enjoy your weekend with the snow.
Wow. Eileen Burdick, because I'm obsessed with the snow, lives in Scottsdale, Arizona. Holy cow, I got to go meet her.
You have to go visit her.
I'm going to be like, who is this crazy guy or girl that is posting this stuff on Craigslist about you? That's going to make my day. Thanks, Biz. Y'all have a great day. Remember, spay, neuter, and geld. Thank you, Kentucky Performance Products, and Karen and the gang for hanging out with Glenn and keeping him busy all morning. At least gave Jennifer a couple hours to herself at the house.
That's right.
So, I'm sure she appreciated it.
Have a great weekend,
well.
Everybody. We'll be back Monday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, here on Horses in the Morning.
Bye-bye.
I'll be home later, dear.
No, we won't.
Pick up milk and bread.
Okay.
Don't forget my shopping list, Glenn.